perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas.
Yeah.
That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:39 local time, 8:39 Eastern. Of course, today is June 4th. I was talking to my mom on yesterday, and she said, you know, the month is passing by so quickly. She said, before you know it, we will be in the middle of June. And of course, with June comes the summer heat. I think we can finally acknowledge that it is beginning to get hot outside. As kids are vacationing for the summer, We'll remind you every single morning to make sure that you're watching out for kids all day long. Lots of kids on bicycles. And this is what we've noticed. Not just kids on bicycles. Little kids. I'm talking 5 and 6 year olds just really, really enjoying the summer, enjoying their bicycles, enjoying their freedom. But of course, with that comes a lot of responsibility, and the responsibility comes from those of us who are operating vehicles. Please be mindful about pedestrians. Please be mindful about kids that are vacationing and in and around communities outside of their areas. Lots to watch out for. And this morning, school buses. Yes, summer school has kicked in, and so a lot of kids are headed to summer school. So please be mindful for those buses that are on the road. Well, it's Wednesday. It's a great morning, and we've got a great show on point. This month, the month of June, is Alzheimer's Awareness and Brain Month. Yes, so that's what we'll be talking about. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard. You can phone for an appointment at 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget, it is hurricane season. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. The number to phone Rosa and her team for home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. 318-487-1881. Chris Roy Jr., attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices, has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise for more than 4 decades. For more information, the number to phone, 487-9537. 318-487-9537. You're on point, everybody. It's Wednesday. We're winding down the week. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're on your way this morning, this Wednesday morning, winding down the week, it's 7:46 local time, 8:46 Eastern. And as I alluded to at the top of the show, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, with worldwide 44 million people living with Alzheimer's and dementia. Yeah, a lot of people. Our guest this morning, but no stranger to the OPT Network, is Amy Newmark. She's been the Chicken Soup for the Soul's publisher, author, and editor-in-chief for the past 6 years after a 30-year career as a writer, speaker, and financial analyst. And this morning, Amy is joining us to talk about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias, 101 Stories of Caregiving, Coping, and Compassion. Amy, good morning and welcome back.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be back. I'm sad that it has to be on this kind of topic, but since Alzheimer's does exist, I'm glad at least that we can be out there helping people with this book.
Absolutely. 44 million people living with Alzheimer's and dementia. I need not ask you why you all decided to publish Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's, but just tell us why.
Well, I had noticed that we were getting a lot of stories for our other books from people who either were reporting about their getting their own diagnosis of Alzheimer's and what it felt like to them, or more often we were getting stories from the caregivers and the family members, the spouses, the children of the people who had the disease. And I realized that it was a huge topic. It affected a huge portion of the population. And that we should really put together a book for those people, because with our format of 101 stories from different people, mm-hmm. we're like a portable support group, and we can touch on so many different aspects of the Alzheimer's journey. And then I realized we could use the book to help people through the Alzheimer's Association. And in fact, all the royalties from this book are going to the Alzheimer's Association. And I sat down and did the calculations yesterday. And between the book sales and the fact that the Alzheimer's chapters have been buying the book to sell themselves as fundraisers, I think we've already raised the Alzheimer's Association something like $60,000.
Wow.
Which is really great. And I'm really enthusiastic about the association because they have so many wonderful resources for people with Alzheimer's and other dementias. And by the way, since you can't always tell what somebody has, mm-hmm. because most of these diseases manifest themselves in the patient in the same way, the Alzheimer's Association and our book serves not only the Alzheimer's population, but everyone who has any kind of dementia.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, comprising the 101 stories, what was the thing that you found most compelling, Amy, with the stories of Alzheimer's and the loss, really, of that person?
Yeah, there were a few themes that were very strong in the book. And it's interesting. I've talked to people who have elderly parents who have some form of dementia. And what I'm about to say was even new to them. So I think that this is perhaps the number one tip or theme in the whole book. And that is, don't fight the person's reality and try to bring them back into your reality.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be interested in your kid's soccer game. They may not want to talk about current events. They may want to talk over and over again about something that happened in the 1940s or the 1950s. Go and join them in their world. What harm is there in doing that? The very first story in the book is about a woman whose mother was in a memory care facility and decided that she had been an Air Force fighter pilot in some war and had been saving children, and her mother was obsessing over whether she had saved enough children. And then her mother announced that the military had called her and she was going to receive the Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, the daughter, got together with her sister and bought her mother a plastic medal, made up a certificate on the personal computer, and had an award ceremony for the mother at a restaurant. Everyone in the restaurant figured out what was going on. They applauded. This elderly woman went around accepting everyone's congratulations. She was absolutely thrilled. And what harm was there? Instead of saying, Ma, you were never a fighter pilot,
mm-hmm.
just join them in their world.
And, you know,
and I like the fact that everything we have was blessed by the Alzheimer's Association. So we know that these tips and the advice in the book represent the best practices today, because everything in here comes from the Alzheimer's Association.
And you know what I love is that I had never thought about that, because when somebody that we care about is going through this process or has Alzheimer's or has, you know, just they're bordering on dementia, the main thing that we want to do is try to bring them back into what we feel is their reality and our reality. And I read that story as well, and I thought, how amazing that they just embraced the reality and the place where their mother was at that moment.
Yeah, it's sad, but that's really the way to go. And another thing that the book talks about is that it's okay to lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to do these, what they're called, therapeutic lies in the Alzheimer's community. I mean, a friend of mine put her husband in a home. She had to, and the therapeutic lie was that he was going in to be treated for an infection that required IV antibiotics. I mean, you do what you have to do in order to take the best possible care of your loved one. And that was another theme in the book, which was, don't be afraid to take the next step. And I think that this is incredibly important for family members and caregivers. It's okay put your loved one in a skilled nursing facility if that's the place where they are in their journey and that's what is best for them. The Alzheimer's Association blesses you for doing that. It's okay to do that, and people need to be given that permission because sometimes they can't get that permission from the patient. Although we did have one story in the book where a woman had been diagnosed and she knew what was coming, and she went around with her daughter and she chose her facility.
Wow.
While she was still lucid, and said, this is where you'll put me when I don't know what's going on anymore. And so her daughter was given permission ahead of time, which was a wonderful thing that the mother did for the daughter.
And isn't that the toughest thing, especially for, I think, women who are caretakers of their parents? The toughest thing is to make that decision to put them in a nursing facility, because somehow we're so ridden by guilt that we feel like putting them there is almost as if we're throwing them away.
That's one of the really important things we did with this book, was we told people it's okay. We gave dozens of examples of people living in skilled facilities, memory care facilities, locked facilities in a nursing home, whatever they are. These places can be filled with caring professional staff, and we gave people the permission, and we told them what it's like in those facilities. And with the Alzheimer's Association stamp of approval, basically, on the book, it makes people feel more comfortable with taking whatever the next steps are, whether it's taking the car keys away, mm-hmm. whether it's bringing in a home health care aide a few hours a day, or whether it's taking that big step of moving their loved one into a facility. And we have some tips in the book that are really important for caregivers also, the primary one being take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. As Lisa Gibbons says, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we have a lot of stories about support groups
mm-hmm.
and how caregivers need to join support groups. They have support groups for spouses. They have support groups for the adult children of the patients. There are support groups for the couples to go to together if one has been diagnosed but is in the early stages and the other is the caregiver. And the Alzheimer's Association has support groups. Churches have them. Hospitals mm-hmm. have them. Nursing homes have them. But the support groups end up turning into people's best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope our book is like a portable support group for everybody, but the one-on-one contact every day with a real support group is very important for the patients and the caregivers.
Absolutely. And we're running out of time because this has been such a powerful, powerful movement that you have been booked on tons and tons of television shows and tons of radio shows, which is really, truly a blessing. Tell people, Amy, what is the most important takeaway from living with Alzheimer's and other dementias that you hope that everyone who will purchase this book will take away?
People have come up to me who have read the book and they have said to me, I no longer feel so alone. Mm. So that's really important. People become isolated in their own little bubble of grief and work and the everyday coping, and they don't see the larger picture. They are part of a community of millions of people, more than 5 million people in the United States just with Alzheimer's, and probably that same number again with other forms of dementia. That means 20 million or more caregivers. Just in Louisiana, you've got 100,000 people with Alzheimer's and more with other mm-hmm. dementias. That means you have probably 500,000 caregivers just in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
People need to realize they're part of a very large community.
Wow. Amy, it is always our great pleasure. Chicken Soup for the Soul is absolutely amazing. And even though those stories kind of, they make something well up in your heart, they're necessary. And the fact that all of the royalties from this book go to the Alzheimer's Association, it's something that we want to encourage every single person to go out and to purchase this book. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias, 101 Stories of Caregiving, Coping, and Compassion. Amy, thank you so much for spending the very earliest and busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We're going to get a break, everybody. We're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexander, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friends on point talk about today. We want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life, and keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us, and our industry is how we apply that to work. Now keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute here in Alexandria, Louisiana. With On Point Momentum Monday, because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself, or a human being can do for oneself, is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money get jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose, and watch your Mondays take off fly.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you know you're on your way by now. It's 6 minutes after 8 local time, 6 minutes after 9 Eastern. It's Wednesday. We're winding down the week and headed toward Father's Day. And as we celebrate the month of June, so many amazing things, amazing festivals happening. And here to talk about all of the amazing things that are happening down in Avoyelles Parish.
The parish.
Our good friend and partner, Wilbert Carmouche, who is the Executive Director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Wilbert, good morning and always welcome.
Morning.
So many good things. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, absolutely. You say, you know, and I've told you this last month too, you say wind down and I say wind up Wednesday. So, we are wound up in the parish, can I tell you?
And look, the parish is always wound up. You know, the more that we look around, it's growing and growing and growing, and more great festivals, more and more great family festivities are coming to Avoyelles Parish, and we could not be more excited about that.
Absolutely. You know, and the first thing we need to do is give a shout-out to Paragon Casino Resort.
Paragon!
Yesterday to the day, 20 years.
Wow. 20 years.
Yes, we had.
And it seems like it's been there. Forever.
Forever, exactly. Yesterday evening at 6 o'clock, we had a little press conference there, you know, just giving them some shout-outs and telling them how pleased that Avoyelles Parish and Central Louisiana is there, because they're a wonderful economic engine for our area.
And great partners with
everyone. Mm-hmm. With everyone, basically, you know, through their donations program to nonprofits and, you know, things like that. And Carla, just for the employment, you know, just the people that they employ, you know, over 1,200 people. I think I saw somewhere maybe on Facebook or something, there were like 81 people that are there that have been there with them for those 20 years.
Wow.
You know, so that speaks for them.
That does. And you know what? Each time that we travel to and through Marksville, we can see the growth.
Absolutely.
I mean, the whole city has really just centrally grown around Paragon.
Around them, exactly. You know, a lot of the, like my grandparents had said it one time, you know, this, he said, you know, Marksville and Mansoura will meet one day.
Wow.
And it's there. I mean, it's happening. And especially now with this highway going through, it's a it's a pain in the derriere, you know, with the construction and all, but it's all for improvement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be wonderful. And, I mean, those towns are growing like weeds.
Yeah, they are. And it's great to see, especially a place that has really for years been so small, and to see it just almost just burst through the seams.
Absolutely. And I think it's the best of both worlds that way, because when we were small, there was a lot that was integrated into heritage and customs and history.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have this economic engine that is bringing people, then we can share that with them as well, because that was established first, you know.
So absolutely. So the groundwork was laid. Now it's coming up, but so many things are happening down in the parish centrally.
Oh, absolutely. All over, you know, because in fact, this week we start off with tomorrow evening with First Thursday on the Square. The businesses downtown Marksville stay open for extended hours. People come there. They go from shop to shop, restaurant to restaurant, and, you know, just have a nice time visiting, talking, you know, how you can imagine things used to be, as they say, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, when people were walking around and talking and, you know, doing a little shopping. So it's really a fun time, you know.
And it's sort of a throwback, isn't it, of what people did years ago. And yesterday, as DC and I were exercising and we were walking through our small town, I was saying, you know, there was a time where everybody spoke to everybody. I don't care if you passed by the same people 100 times, you spoke 100 times. And, you know, what that does is that brings back that sense of people fellowshipping.
Absolutely. You know, and there used to be times, you know, the tip of a hat said plenty.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the tip of a hat was basically that forerunner to Facebooking and texting, because, you know, you didn't have to say a word. You know, just the gesture was there that acknowledged people. But now, I mean, it's like, oh, my God.
I know.
You go to a restaurant and you see everybody. That's all.
Nobody wants to talk. Nobody wants to be verbal anymore.
Exactly. You know. I mean, I would just like to go with a basket and collect all those phones and say, pick them up on your way out. Talk to one another. You know?
I know. That might be a great idea. Just put your cell phone in a basket and check, like you do a valet, you know, valet your phone. And then when you're finished,
pick it up. Yeah.
So I love that, because it's an opportunity for people to really come out and look at each other face to face and really communicate.
Absolutely, and I think we need to have more of that.
Absolutely, and so again, tell people it's going to be tomorrow.
Yes, that's First Thursday on the Square, down around the Courthouse Square, and that is going to be tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock, and really, then you can stay as long as you want to. Also, in the town this weekend, we're going to have the farmers market over in Bunkie and in Marksville. In Bunkie, it's at the Bunkie Depot grounds, and in Marksville, it's at the Courthouse Square again. So that square is going to be busy this you know, Thursday and Saturday.
And let me just say, the Bunkie Depot grounds are absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely.
And this is what I want to know, Wilbert. I want to know when okra is going to be ready.
I think okra is a little bit later.
You know, I have been searching high and low for okra, for fresh okra.
I think it's a little too early for
It's too early.
But I will let you know if it's... I'm going to the farmer's market on Saturday morning. They both start at 8 o'clock. And, Carlette, you know the town's 30 minutes away. So Marksville's from 8 to 11. Bunkie's from 8 to 12. There's plenty of time to do both.
And tell people what they can... What, for those people who have never experienced, you know, the farmer's market, what they can expect.
Oh, it's like a little mini fest. You know, the vendors are there. I mean, I have my little 13-year-old godson that is coming Friday night, so we can go to. And he says, "You know, kids, they don't want to eat vegetables." He says, "I'll be in that cinnamon roll line first." Yeah, Panorama Food comes out there with cinnamon rolls. You know, somebody's there with fresh squeezed lemonade, in addition to all the produce and the arts and the crafts. And, you know, that
it's just good,
yeah,
isn't it?
And I'm talking about the one in Marshallwood. Bunk is basically on that
same thing.
That same thing also. Music, you know, music is going to be playing complimentary. So it's just going to be some fun times. And you see the people visiting, you know, which is a great connection, you know.
Absolutely.
And that square will buzz. So that's Bunkie. That's in Bunkie and Marksville, the farmers markets. And like you saw on our new website, that is up. We do have to say that.
And it
today is
beautiful.
That corn at the bottom of it says it all. You know, it says we're fresh, we're fun. So And then, you know, a couple of weeks, you're going to have the Corn Festival. So that's going to over in the Bunkie area.
And talk about how big the Corn Festival has grown, where people literally come from near and far.
They're coming for a popping good time.
Absolutely. It's almost like a reunion.
Absolutely. So that is great. But we have things that lead up to that. We have the annual fishing tournament this Saturday as well in Cottonport. And that's on the bayou. The registration is at the People's Cross. But just listen to this. It's for kids 10 to 17 years of age.
Come on.
You know, so old geezers like me in D.C. just have to sit,
y'all just lose
out. We just sit on the bank and watch, you know.
And so they're having a fishing tournament for kids.
For children.
Oh,
yes.
That's great.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. $10 per entrant over the People's Cross. Starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. The tournament runs from 7 to 11. And in this little bit of heat, that's plenty enough to catch good fish, to have fun. I have a couple of numbers here, and I'm going to leave the information with you, but it's also on our website that they can call if they want additional information.
Okay.
Also on Saturday, the atlatl throwing contest.
The atlatl? What in the world is atlatl?
Well, maybe D.C. will be a catcher for us.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
It's the... it's the prehistoric Native American spear.
Okay.
You know, that they use for hunting and fishing.
Okay.
So they're going
to
have a
Well, Wilbert, contest. I don't want D.C. to be a catcher for that.
We'll give him a catcher's mitt and a mask.
With a spear?
Yeah.
That could be dangerous. Okay.
Oh, well, he'll catch that from the side.
I know you think yesterday he self-proclaimed himself as King Kong. So that might not be too much for him. So you might be right.
Well, we'll see him live up to that. so that's going to be Saturday as well, the atlatl throwing contest over.
You learn something new every
State
day, atlatl throwing contest.
Exactly. Cool. Also this weekend is, so a lot of things happening this weekend. The Arts Council, DC and I were just talking about the Arts Council of Falls Parish and how, you know, these group of, well, I have to call them kids, you know, because I'm so much older than they are, but they have just taken the reins on that Arts Council
mm-hmm.
and are doing phenomenal things in bringing the arts and promoting the arts in Falls Parish. You know, they're going to have their third annual Arts and Music Festival
mm-hmm.
on July 4th weekend, you know, because Falls Parish has had the longest running 4th of July parade in the
mm-hmm.
state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So they've paired that up with Arts and Music Festival that is, you know, unparalleled. I think it opens with Cole Valsberry, you know,
wow.
who is the one of the finalists on The Voice. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, people, it's that caliber of musicians that they play. Last year they had Amanda Shaw. So it's going to be wonderful entertainment all on July 4th. But let me circle back.
Okay.
They're having a fish fry on Saturday.
Come on.
Over at Fresh Catch Bistro, $7 plate. From 11 to 1. So after your farmers markets, you can come there and pick up a fish dinner and go home and enjoy that as well.
And let me just say,
all of those proceeds are for the Arts Council.
The Fresh Catch, the food is absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. And, you know, you always think that's a place that all they do is fried stuff, but no, that is not. Even I can eat
mm-hmm.
that. So,
mm-hmm.
That bronze chicken topped with a crawfish étouffée is absolutely.
I mean, they do an incredible job. And if you've never stopped at the Fresh Catch, this will be a great opportunity to check them out.
Absolutely. It's right there by CVS
mm-hmm.
and Walgreens
mm-hmm.
on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan and Chris do a great job of running a first-class bistro.
Absolutely.
So a wonderful opportunity to do something else in the parish. And then we have... Lunch, Learn, and Lanyap on June 10th. That's always the second Tuesday of the month. That's at our office at 8592 Highway 1 in Mansoura. Our theme this time is, we're going to say, the new LSUA.
Okay.
In Alexandria, uh-huh. that, you know, they're starting with new programming,
yeah.
a new curriculum, dual enrollment for the kids, from what I'm understanding now. When people who choose to do this, they'll be able to... graduate from high school and have several credits and hours behind them on the college level.
That's what I understand. A lot of newness.
a lot of newness, and that's why I said the new LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming. They're going to be the sponsor for the lunch as well. So we just ask a $3 donation to help us defray the other costs besides
sure.
the food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. Well, it's always wonderful food, you know, of Alls Parish. It's
of
going
course.
To be good. And secondly, wonderful education that you're going to learn. Sarah Black, that used to be on the Channel 5 meteorologist,
sure.
is their public relations director.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather Poole is coming, who knows this curriculum, this new curriculum. They're coming in to talk about, I'm going to say it again, the new LSUA, the new programming that is there, that it's absolutely, you know, helping out the central Louisiana area.
And Wilbert, I know that you guys have limited split spaces on the lunch and learns.
Absolutely. We can only take the first 40 that call in. So the number to call in and place your reservation for that is 964-2245. That's 318-964-2245 to put your name in for your registration. And it's a short period of time. We start at 11:30, and by 1 o'clock it's over. So it's just in the middle of it. I mean, you can make it a working lunch if
mm-hmm.
you want to, if somebody wants that information. And they're also going to talk about the Epps House project.
Okay.
You know how important that is?
Yes.
The Epps House is located on the LSUA campus that played a major part in the Solomon Northup
mm-hmm.
story, which 12 Years a Slave was just selected as the best motion picture and adaptation from a screenplay adaptation
mm-hmm.
from a book. So it's just, there's a lot of interest on that Solomon Northup story, and they're going to let us know about some of that as well. Let us know when that exhibit is open at the Epps House, when we can visit, you know, a lot of things leading up to that total experience and that total story of that Solomon Northup journey.
Absolutely. And for those people, this lunch and learn is critical, especially for people who are non-traditional students who are wanting to maybe go back to school, and then for those parents who have young people that are going to be wanting to get into school.
Absolutely. And grandparents who help out raising kids right now too, you know, that is, you know, you can learn about how
right.
easy it is to
mm-hmm.
do, from what I'm saying. And they're going to talk about all of this. I don't know it all, but I'm hearing, you know, there is even transportation provided for
wow.
for some of this, for those juniors and seniors to attend LSUA as well.
Great.
But you come there, you'll get the
mm-hmm.
full story. You'll get the real story from them as well.
And they need to call and reserve their space.
Right, now I'll repeat that number. That's 318-964-2245. The first 40 people are in.
Okay, great.
For this. Absolutely. That leads us to the Corn Festival.
Okay.
And that's basically y'all's hometown.
Oh, yeah.
A three-day festival. And I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes.
Absolutely. We're going to get a break here. But if you've never experienced the Corn Festival down in Bunky, Louisiana, you'll want to stay on point. We're going to get a break here. It's 8:21 local time, 9:21 Eastern. It's Wednesday, June 4th, and we're back after this.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Street.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week, winding down and headed straight toward the weekend. But before we get there, we want you to know what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. The Avoyelles Parish Commission of Tourism is always doing amazing things in the parish to make your lives and your family's lives just a little bit better. The executive director, Wilbert Carmouche, is our guest this morning, and we're talking about now headed down to Bunky and the Louisiana Corn Festival.
Oh, shucks. It's time. Oh, shucks. It's time for you to come into Bunky for a popping good time.
Oh, yes.
All indeed. That corny stuff. You know
all
how
that
it
corny
is
stuff.
For the Louisiana Corn Festival. And that's going to be June 13th through the 15th on the grounds of the Hayes Auditorium, which physical address 208 Pershing Avenue. Sponsored by different organizations in Bunky. But if for additional information for an itinerary, you can call us at the tourism office, 800-833-4195, or you can call the Bunky Chamber of Commerce at 346-2575. And they can give you that music lineup that they have, what time those corny contests are, what time the parade is, the carnival, the softball tournament. All of the lizard races, even, but I think you have to bring your own lizard.
The lizard races.
Bring your own lizard. Okay. So,
I wonder how you train your lizard.
I have no clue.
Okay.
But I've seen them do it, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, only
they
in the
get,
parish.
Only in the parish, exactly. So, come there to the Louisiana Corn Festival, a long time running festival. They named the corn farmer of the year, and of course, you can buy sweet corn there as well, you know, and that is so wonderful. And you know, I was thinking the other day, we've talked about farmers markets, and you know, this Saturday is and every Saturday in June is going to be the farmers markets in Marksville and Bunky. But you know, you think of people who have never had the fresh stuff
that,
you know, that only opportunity they have for vegetables are in the grocery stores. But you know, it's totally different once you taste that cucumber from the garden or that or that fresh tomato from the garden. It's just like, it's just totally a different taste.
And you know, I always tell people, of course, we live in the country, and so we see the fields. And I looked up as we were driving, headed actually toward Bunky the other day, and I said, look at the corn. I mean, it's like one day it's planted, and the next day the corn, it's ready to, almost ready to be harvested.
And then we had like what I call that $1 million rain last week. You know, I think the corn patch between my house and my work, I mean, it grew 2 foot overnight. You know, it was just like, you know, water, even like in the gardens at home, you know, my mother has a little raised garden, and you know, you water it with a hose, it just keeps them alive. When that rain comes in, I mean, everything shoots up, you know, in abundance overnight, like, you know.
And so for those people that have maybe never gotten out to the Corn Festival, which it's hard to believe, but, you know, some people even plan their family vacations around the Corn Festival date. That's just how big it is.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful festival, family-friendly, so you want to come for that that All Shucks Fest.
All Shucks Fest.
On June 13th through the 15th.
And so when we leave Bunky, Wilbert, where are we going?
When we leave Bunky, you can also get a club dinner over for, that is on June 15th, $8 a plate, to help out the Avoyelles Touchdown Club for that football club.
The Avoyelles Touchdown Club.
Touchdown Club.
Would that
exactly
be the Fighting Bunky Panthers?
No, it's the Avoyelles Touchdown. They're the Mustangs.
The Mustangs.
That's
okay.
Over in Mooreville.
Okay, so we're headed to Mooreville,
we're
not still
to
in Mooreville Bunky.
For
okay.
A, for a plate lunch of pork, rice, dressing, yams, and dinner roll. The location for pickup between 10 and 12:30 is at the Cardinal Cushing School, and that's behind the Uganda Center, and that's in Mansoura. And Andrew has tickets at 359-4178. So if you want to take a break from the Corn Festival, you run and get a pork dinner in Mansoura and shoot back out. And then on the 14th, we have the annual Family and Friends Day celebration at the Mansoura Walking Track. That starts at 9 in the morning till 8 in the evening.
Wow.
A wonderful little day-long you know, just as we were talking earlier about people just sitting mm-hmm. around, talking, visiting, that's what mm-hmm. all of this about.
So it's literally going to be all day.
Yes.
So people can kind of come and go.
Come and go and see who's there. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the annual Family and Friends Day celebration over the walking
track. And that's absolutely no cost.
No cost. You just walk
just
there.
Just show up.
And I'm sure there will be vendors with mm-hmm. food or whatever, you know.
You eat and burn those calories off.
Oh, on that walking track, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, take uh-huh, a nap. You know, uh-huh. it's just that type deal. And then on June 21st, we have the Prehistoric Mounds Tour over mm-hmm. at the Marksville State Historic Site. Mr. Dahl Jennings does a wonderful job with that on the 21st of June. He would appreciate reservations at 888-253-8954. Mm-hmm. As in most state parks, $4 for adults, over 62, under 13 free. So,
okay.
you know, to go into this 39-acre park and stay as long as you want to, all for $4, mm-hmm. that's not a bad deal, and get a tour of the mounds as well.
Absolutely.
And then also on the 21st, the Margaret Ploche Memorial Golf Tournament, and that is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Avoyelles, and it's a fundraiser that they do, Corlette, that enables them to give scholarships to seniors who are pursuing college careers.
Wow.
That they help out. It's a competitive deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a process of application,
sure.
just as in all scholarships. And the bulk of the proceeds that they get from this Memorial Golf Tournament goes towards that scholarship program. So we're looking for golfers right now, or if mm-hmm. anybody wants to be a whole sponsor, mm-hmm. We're doing that as well. I have a phone number here, 717-2244. If you want to golf in a two-man or mixed mm-hmm. Team with the registration forms. And you can also go to Rotary Club of Avoyelles mm-hmm. on Facebook, and the applications are there. Whole sponsorships, everything is right there for you. So we're encouraging that, because it is for a good cause, because, you know, Rotarians all over the world always live up to service above self. That is their motto. You know, we're helping to eradicate polio worldwide, and they just do, they raise money to give it away. I think is the best thing I can say about Rotary. You know,
wow.
It's never about themselves. It's always about someone else.
And anytime you're talking about giving young people scholarships and raising money, you know, you just can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely, no, because it's always for a good purpose.
Mm-hmm. And so for people who either want to participate or become a whole sponsor, all they need to do is phone this number. Give them that number again one more time.
That's 318-717-2244, or go to Facebook, Rotary Club of Avoyelles. Seek them out. The applications are all on there. Contact information is on there as well. So we'd love to have y'all. It's a Saturday morning, June 21st.
Mm-hmm. So many, 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 many things to choose from in the parish. If you don't like one thing, then they've got something else that you can choose from.
Absolutely. It's a variety of things. As you know, like on the 21st, I see three or four things happening.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, so there's something for everyone.
And, you know, we always encourage people to stay and play in the parish. And we want to encourage people to stay in those hotels.
Absolutely, because that's what supports us as the tourism agencies, that hotel motel tax.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everyone to come in and just stay overnight. I mean, that helps us out. And that helps us out by being able to bring in and partnering with someone as great as you are with On Point, letting them just putting the word out there, you know, as to what it is that we have to offer. You know, there's, you know, we say come stay and play, but I guess then we need to say come stay, play, and learn about Avoyelles.
Absolutely.
Parish, you know?
Oh,
there's so much. Mm-hmm. There's so much to learn about us as well.
Absolutely. Wilbert, you know what? It is our great pleasure, and thank you for being so kind. It is our great pleasure to partner with you and the Commission of Tourism, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. It's a great partnership. And you know what we love the most? We love seeing how Avoyelles Parish, a lot of people are saying, well, there's nothing there. But you know what? It's making growth, you know. It's growing, and it may not be growing at the pace that we'd like to see, but it is growing, and it's getting better.
Absolutely, and there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with growing at a controlled pace.
Absolutely.
Because then the process is thought out.
Absolutely. Wilbert, thank you so much. Wilbert is probably one of the top 10 busiest people on our list of people. And so you probably have seen him. He's a superstar. He's all over television. He's all over radio. But really, for a great cause, and that is promoting what's happening down in Avoyelles Parish. Wilbert Carmouche, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for letting us come.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, it's 8:38 local time, 9:38 Eastern. You're on point. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, the week is winding down. It's already Wednesday. And as we switch gears, you know, I was saying to Wilbert as he left the studio, we were talking about growth and how sometimes we can want things to grow so quickly that we miss the moment, that we miss the process. And I really have been contemplating a lot about the process and being right where you are. And you know, I've said this many, many times, but yesterday as DC and I were exercising after work, I really just, as we were walking, I really just began to take in the sights and sounds and really begin to meditate on being where you are. And sometimes when you are so entrenched, so deep into moving into the next moment, you know how sometimes, I don't know if you guys ever feel like this, but sometimes I do. And sometimes it's more often than others. And then sometimes it's more tempered where, like, you're in a place and you've been there and you get tired of being in that particular place and you're ready to run to the next thing that you think is greater, that you think is better than where you are. And so this morning, as we were meditating and getting ready, and yesterday, as I said, as we were exercising, and as DC said, we have meetings everywhere. We have them exercising. We have them in morning meditations. We just are always conversating. Well, I started just really listening to the universe, listening to those things that sometimes we take for granted, like the birds singing, you know, the movement of the water, just really listening. And this is what I got, and I just wanted to share it with you as we were talking about growing and growing in small increments as opposed to just bursting out, that if you can't be comfortable in the growth pattern that you're in right now, you and I will miss the moment. And I started reading some of Eckhart Tolle's work about the power of now. And it really, really put me in the frame of mind that I need to be present right where I am. And I need to feel an ease and a comfort. And what I have found, and everyone that you talk to, Wilbert and I were talking in DC, we were talking during the break, and he said, you know, everybody is busy. And I said, you know, this is true. Everybody is busy. And then I thought about my own personal busyness, how I am darting from thing to thing to thing. And as you're darting from one thing to the next thing, trying to make it to the next big thing, are we missing that moment of serenity, of being, or are we always so busy looking down the road that we really miss what's right there before us? And then the author Eckhart Tolle said that those who have found their true wealth, which is the radiant joy of being and the deep unshakable peace that comes with it, are beggars, even if they have great material wealth. And I want to read that again because it just moved me to my core. Those who have not found their true wealth, which is the radiant joy of being and the deep, unshakable peace that comes with it are beggars, even if they have great material wealth. And so, you know, we've talked about chasing money and chasing things, materialism, but that deep, deep wealth comes from the joy of unshakable peace. And you know what? You can have all the money, you can have all the things, but if you can't be happy right where you are, then you've really, what have you really won? And so as I started thinking about that and contemplating that and just meditating on that, I said, you know what? I am making this day a concerted effort to just be grateful right where I am and stop busying myself with the next plateau. You know, we talked about yesterday, the OPT is dawning yet another new season, should I say it like that. But you know what? We have to just be okay and be still in the season that we're in. Now, are a lot of great things on the horizon, and we've got a lot of, you know, almost butterflies and bubbling over for the next thing because we know that it is about to be birthed. Yes, that's wonderful. But what I learned yesterday in a really, really deep and profound way is just be okay, be at peace, live in this moment. Because you know what? I wouldn't want this moment for anything in the world to pass me by. And then I move past this moment and say, wow, when I was in that moment, I was so busy trying to get to the next moment and the next great thing that I forgot or I totally dismissed enjoying this moment. So wherever you are on this wind down Wednesday, as the week is winding down, I mean, quickly coming to a close, I hope that you'll find your sense of peace, your sense of gratitude. Now, don't get me wrong. This is indeed a process. Just because you say it today and I say it today doesn't mean that it'll happen today. But once you start to really meditate on it, once you start to begin to get it down deep in your spirit, deep in your soul, it'll really, really start to happen where you just enjoy where you are. And what we're doing with our son is we are really, really trying to help to mold him into the enjoyment of where he is and help him to just easy does it in his process. And when you start with your young people, you know what? It absolutely helps you. It's 8:51 local time, 9:51 Eastern time. You're on point. We're back after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318
452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on